We're joined this afternoon by Chris Gilbert, CEO of Fox Marble on the London Stock Exchange, FOX. Chris, are you okay?
Alex, good afternoon. I am. Thank you. Yeah, hi.
Thanks very much for joining us. This is the first time we've actually interviewed yourself or the company.
It is. It is. So, you know, it's great to have the opportunity to, you know, spread the word and explain what we're about, because we're an odd animal, I think, and it can take some explaining.
For our listeners, can you give us a short overview of Fox Marbles, please?
Absolutely. So Fox Marble came to market 4 years ago on AIM, as you've just said, basically to take advantage of the fact that we had acquired the rights to a number of quarry sites. At the time, I think it was 5 quarry sites in Kosovo, where there is a vast quantity of very high quality marble. And in some cases, it's very scarce. It's not available anywhere else. And on the back of floating the company, we opened the quarries, started extracting our material, and we have had some conspicuous successes in putting this material into certain developments and construction sites around the world. And our job is to build out our marketing, sales, and distribution base more internationally and cover more ground, as I say, because we are in possession of something like 300 million cubic meters of marble worth conservatively 16 billion euros. And that was the subject of a CPR that was done at the time that we listed. And since then, anybody that's followed our company will note the progress that we've made in opening these quarries and also in taking our marble when it's processed, which we currently are doing in Italy, although very soon our own factory will be up and running in Kosovo itself, where we will be turning the blocks of marble into cut and polished slabs and giving us the benefit of clawing that margin back that we're currently paying away to third-party processors, as I say, which we're doing now in Italy. On the back of that, we've had our marble installed in Barclay Homes developments here in London, and in developments in New York, in Sydney, and in Beijing, to name a few. And we have recently just announced the fact that we have just got marble from our newest quarry that's up and running in Kosovo into Lily Square, which is the Big Earls Court development that is the capital and county's residential development. I think it's the largest in Europe. And we were specified into the penthouse section of phase one, which is already up, and in fact they've already been sold, and in fact our stone is now installed in these penthouses, which again is a great sort of tribute to the material and the quality of the material and the desirability of it. So, you know, that's Fox Marble, basically.
I've looked at your website. I've actually seen the images, and I can understand. Just to go on to last week, a landmark venture formed in cooperation with the government of Kosovo. So last week's news was clearly a landmark event for Fox Marble. Can you give us some background on how that deal was formed?
I can indeed. This is as you say, it is a milestone for us. Stone Alliance is an American corporation registered in Delaware. Stone Alliance LLC, chaired by Lieutenant General, who's retired now, Mike Barbero, who's based now in Washington. And Stone Alliance came about as a result of a discussion between the Kosovan government, ourselves in Fox Marble, and the State Department in Washington, who have a big stake in Kosovo because they were part of the alliance that helped Kosovo gain independence and settle a conflict in the region and all that stuff back in the 90s. And basically the thinking for the government was, how can we take what Fox Marble has done as a template and how can we magnify it so that it can be a big industry able to compete with the Italians, the Greeks and the Turks? Sort of, how can we do that? And we at Fox Marble said, well, this is the way we can do it. One of the things that people need to understand is that there is no country risk or very little country risk in Kosovo. And for that to happen, the state needs to get involved and give us certain assurances and guarantees, which they've done in the form of this MOU that was signed really under the auspices of the American government, who have given Stone Alliance what's called advocacy status. So the State Department in Washington, or the commercial division of the State Department, confers advocacy status on Stone Alliance, which means that it can rely on the support of the American government, which practically means that the American ambassador and the embassy in Kosovo and in the Balkans support this initiative. As a consequence of this, the Kosovan government granted Stone Alliance 40 licenses for 40 quarry sites, which Stone Alliance has surveyed. So we know the stuff that's in the ground there. And then Stone Alliance, which is essentially a rights-owning company that has relationships with the U.S. government and the Kosovan government, confers onto Fox Marble the rights to operate on its behalf. So Fox Marble is the opco for Stone Alliance. As it happens, Fox Marble currently owns a majority stake in Stone Alliance. It's 59%. That will obviously be reproduced somewhat as the investment comes in and the investors come in to finance and fund Stone Alliance going forward on a 5-year business plan. But nevertheless, Fox gets it from two ends. So it owns a significant proportion of Stone Alliance, and it's the operating company that will operate on cost plus margin, opening the quarries, equipping them, extracting the marble, and marketing, selling, and distributing it around the world, all paid for and financed by Stone Alliance, which itself is separately funded and isn't applying to Fox for any money. So there's no downside to Fox Marble at all. And in fact, there's a significant upside because once this all comes to pass, this collective venture will be, if not the largest, one of the largest stone companies in the world, if not the largest. I think you have to be careful about saying that. And we're not so concerned about being the biggest. We're concerned about being the best. But it is a significant resource that is being made available to us so that we can establish or re-establish in that region a stone industry that used to exist there 100 years ago or 200 years ago. We believe we can recreate on the back of the resource and the assets that they've got in the ground that are currently sitting there doing nothing. So that's Stone Alliance, Alex.
Yeah, I'm looking at the RNS and it says the new stone industry for Kosovo in excess of 2,000 jobs in the first 5 years of the business plan implementation.
Yes.
So they must be, the Kosovan people must be really excited about this news last week.
We were front page news in Kosovo. I'm
You
not
there
sure
must have been. I know the market seemed to have
whether
missed it for some reason. I don't know why.
And the markets here missed it, I think probably because we weren't successful enough in explaining the mechanism behind this. Fox is not being asked to fund this. This is being separately funded through the deep pools of capital in North America that exist that like this kind of thing. And those discussions are taking place already. Fox is going to benefit from being the operating partner that does everything for Stone Alliance, which isn't going to do anything for itself except employ a lot of people and own a lot of rights, obviously for its benefit and the benefit of its shareholders, and for the Kosovan people and its relationships with both the Kosovan government on the supported by its relationships with the Kosovan government and, very importantly, the American government. Washington had been very instrumental in helping make this happen. And when the MOU was signed last week, the American ambassador was on hand to watch the signing taking place. And it was signed in the Parliament of Kosovo, in the actual assembly building itself. So it was a big deal, Alex. Absolutely. And yes, I think the markets have missed us a bit, but it's our job to get out there and bang the drum and get the message out there so people do understand it.
So we read the RNS last week. The Stone Alliance will need to raise a minimum of €1 million.
Correct.
It's
That's
a
absolutely
big
right.
story, and just is another question for you then, Chris. Marble as a precious stone is recognised on a global basis. Can you go into more detail of the type of stones, the rarity, and the value of the commodity involved?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I think makes this an industry that's difficult for people to value is it's not commoditized in the way that, say, gold is, or talking about, as we were talking earlier, oil is, or copper. That's priced. It is what it is on a daily basis. Not all marble is created equal. There is some fairly indifferent, not very good quality marble in certain parts of the world, and then there's some extremely high quality marble in places like Italy and Greece, and as it happens in Kosovo, which is a sort of same geological formation. The marble that is always most in demand and most scarce is white and black. And we have white marble under our belt, and not many people do. So that's the most valuable of the resources that we have. That's a quarry in Macedonia that contains a thing called white civet, which was used to build the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque in Abu Dhabi, which is one of the wonders of the world now. And there's 1.5 million square feet of white civet in that thing, and that really made its reputation. Having said that, we've got some very attractive marble that people like a lot. And we're in Europe. We're on the doorstep of our customers, basically, and in the Middle East. And we've got large quantities of it, so people aren't nervous about the fact that they're going to run out halfway through building their hotel or whatever it is they're building,
yeah.
and then have to have a different color. Our marble range is a big range in terms of value that we assign to it. So on our block marble, which is the sort of that's the sort of big rectangular 20-ton blocks that we sell to people in India, in China, in Indonesia, you know, in the Far East, not so much in the West. That's priced anything from €250 a ton to €1,500 a ton, depending on the type of marble and the color it is and so on and so forth. The slab marble, once you've cut and polished it, varies in price from sort of 40, 50 euros all the way up to 350 euros a square meter. So there's a wide range that we benefit from, because obviously we've got commercial developments that are not so heavily budgeted, and then we've got very, very high-end residential developments such as Chelsea Creek, the Barclay Homes development that we're in. We're in the penthouse section of that, where these apartments are going for upwards of £12.5 million a pop, and it's our stone that's in there, adding to the prestige of these developments, and obviously hopefully their attractiveness in that they get sold. And in fact, they've all been sold, so you know, sort of job well done by St. George's Homes in this particular case. But it is that, I think, that makes it slightly opaque for people to understand the bottom line for us. What I would say is that our gross margins are as good as any business I've ever seen. Our gross margins, once we've hit scale, are in excess of 70%. And we don't have a very, very, we don't have a particularly heavy cost base, in that we work in one of the, sadly for Kosovo, one of the lowest labor zones in the world, where sadly, you know, the average monthly wage in Kosovo is €262. So we do benefit from that compared
very
to some of our
yeah
it's very cost effective compared to you know, our competitors in Italy and Greece, where obviously the cost base is much higher.
Yeah.
And the business model for Fox Marble remains as compelling as the day we first came across it 5 years ago, and it remains no less compelling today. I think we have to do more to get our story out there. And of course, we have to, we sort of have to build out our marketing and distribution activities all around the world, which we're very heavily focused on at the moment. And we expect to be able to talk in the near future about how we're doing in these, you know, very big markets for our material, such as the Far East, such as China. North America remains the biggest slab market in the world by size. 15% of all slabs go to North America. That's another place where we have to, you know, establish ourselves and our material, and that we're paying a lot of attention to.
I went out across social media just to try and get some questions for you, and I got 10 questions straight back within 24 hours.
Very happy to answer any of them.
I did, honestly, but... Just to finish on this interview, and then if you don't mind, I'll ask you a couple of shareholders' questions. What are the key milestones coming up over the next 6-12 months of the company that investors can look forward to?
Right, I think one of the issues, one of the milestones that is irritating the life out of people that care about Fox Marble and follow us and our shareholders, is when is this factory going to come online? Because we've been promising that this factory would come online for some time now, and we've been subject to a couple of delays, one of which I think was a very unfortunate incident where some of our equipment was destroyed in a fire in Italy. So not our fire, but one of our suppliers' fires. Anyway, that's been dealt with, and we are now on the home stretch with this factory. This factory will be up and running within the next few weeks, and we will be putting our blocks through it such that people can see the material coming out of our own factory. And I think people are very focused on that, not just because of the benefit with the improved margins, but also because people understand that it will improve the yields in our quarry, because we will be processing material that you wouldn't necessarily ship to Italy to process. And of course, we can be much more flexible and responsive to our customers as they come back to us for more material, and which they're doing. So for example, in Lillie Square, we supplied the first shipment, which we announced, I think, maybe a month ago, something like that. And they've come back to us for another two loads already. So we're processing that. And then shipping it to them. Once we can do that in our own factory, we can be even more responsive in terms of speed and flexibility. And I think people want to see that. So that's a big milestone. The other big milestone, of course, is that people want to see this company turn the corner and become cash flow positive. And obviously, we're working very hard on that, and I can't speak to that specifically, but people can understand that that is a very, very big focus of ours as well. So I would say those two things. And then obviously, as we get Stone Alliance up and running, that will be a big part of the equation going forward, although it's not built into our Fox Marble's business plans at the moment.
Well, if you'd be kind enough, what I'll do is I've got 10 questions. If I can put 4 questions to you, because I know you're a busy guy, and then I'll send the rest through. And you, would it be possible you could answer in a Q&A, written Q&A for the rest?
Yes, why don't I do that, Alex? Absolutely.
So I'll ask you the 4 questions.
Yes.
Obviously, you don't know what these are. These are from your shareholders, from London South East boards.
Okay.
How is Stone Alliance to be funded?
Stone Alliance will be funded separately from Fox Marble. It will be a separate fundraising process that's already commenced. The capital, we believe, will come from North America, from those deep pools of capital that support these kind of things, particularly with the sort of recommendation of the American government, in the sense that it has advocacy status, and we believe will be successful in achieving that over the course of the funding program, which is a 5-year program as the business develops, because this is an enormous beast. As you can imagine, opening 40 quarries is not something that we're going to do overnight.
Yeah.
And that's how this will be funded.
Is he proposing to persuade existing shareholders to provide additional funding for Stone Alliance brackets via placing or by dilution close brackets when they have seen no return from Fox up to this point?
Well, the short answer is that we're not. We're not proposing to persuade any existing shareholder to provide additional funding for Stone Alliance. This is separately funded through separate lines of fundraising activities, as I say, in North America, with deep pools of capital that currently aren't existing shareholders to Fox Marble. There is no proposal to go to existing shareholders.
Okay, now that's great. Have the resin and polishing lines been delivered, and when will they be installed up and running?
All of the resin and polishing line is either in Kosovo, in the factory at the moment, or on its way from the suppliers and their manufacturing facilities in Italy. It's not all arrived yet, but over 50% of it has been delivered, and the balance of it is being delivered over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Now, that's great. The last question, how will the Stone Alliance project help Fox Marble's bottom line?
Well, Stone Alliance will contract Fox Marble to be its operating partner, operating all of the quarries for which it will be paid. It will be paid all of the costs and associated costs to effect that job. So whatever needs to be provided in the way of equipment, manpower, technological, you know, sort of all of the things that go to make up what Stone Alliance will be funding, will be financed by Stone Alliance to Fox Marble, in addition to a margin that Fox Marble will charge in addition to that. On top of that, Fox happens to be the majority owner of Stone Alliance. It's a 59% shareholder in Stone Alliance and will benefit from the bottom line that Stone Alliance will enjoy going forward. Now, obviously, that bottom line will take some time to come through because these things have to be opened and marble extracted and marketed and sold around the world. But in the fullness of time, you know, this is a company that will be turning over hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue, and Fox Marble is a significant shareholder in that mix and will therefore benefit from that.
If you'd be kind enough, I'll post over the other 6 questions and we can do a written Q&A, and then your shareholders can read that.
Very happy to do that, Alex.
Like I said, we spotted this RNS last week, so we're going to follow this story, because your RNS last week was unbelievable.
Thank you, Alex. That's very kind of you. I'm very grateful. As I say, the more we can bang the drum and get the actual story as it really is out into the marketplace, the more people can be informed about what we're up to here at Fox Marble and why we're excited about the future and, you know, what we believe the potential is for this company.
Well, that's the job of our Share Talk, is to put out the information through the information portal, our website, and let people see what's going on rather than people missing it.
Absolutely. Anytime, Alex.
Thanks very much.
Alex, thank you.